in different dioceses throughout Ireland, we have youth directors who take the responsibility, I suppose, of trying to support parishes mainly and also sometimes schools in ensuring that young people have an opportunity to meet the Lord. That's how I see youth ministry. Our primary goal has to be young people meeting the Lord. And each of us will bring different gifts and different, I suppose, ideas to the table and ways in which we can do that. And now I'm only in this position with the last number of months, so I'm very much only on rung one of that ladder, trying to just to feel around and to see how things are done. But I'm extremely encouraged by the young people that I have met already in the diocese. About 2 months into my job in November of 2013, so not that long ago, I was responsible for the Pope John Paul II Award ceremony night. So these young people had participated in the award. For anyone who isn't familiar, essentially these students commit, it's kind of like Goshka, but they make a commitment over usually about 12 months to do a certain amount of hours in both their parish and in their community. And really it's an opportunity for young people to realise that they have such a crucial and important role in the church, and that the church wants their involvement, the church needs their involvement. I always think of Pope Francis in Rio in July when he turned to the young people, however many there were, 1 or 2 million, and he said, the church needs you, the Pope needs you, and your parish needs you. And I just can't reiterate that enough. But the young people that I met that night, and in reading their reflections, because after they do the hours in parish and in community, they answer a series of questions, just so we, I suppose, are really privileged to hear the experience that they've had. For the young people to say that they realised that they have gifts and talents, for them to realise that they have a role in their parish, in their diocese, and to think that, you know, us as youth directors or parish representatives or whoever is involved can support that is an absolute privilege. But I suppose it's different for me being on a diocesan level and working there, say, with the experience of last year being in secondary schools and working, say, with students from 9 to 4, and kind of sharing testimony and giving basic catechesis and teaching on different things in the church and doing games with them and making it as fun as possible, to going out to where I'm trying to think of, okay, those young people who are at parish level, a lot of them are like me when I was 16. I didn't know there was other young people in Ireland who were normal and believed in God. And I actually didn't really know, while I received a Catholic education, because I wasn't very open, I didn't really understand what our Catholic faith was about and the beauty of it.
Why weren't you open? What do you think made you not open, if you like?
Okay, I think that I probably took it, and again, this is just me personally, but I probably took a lot of my Catholic faith for granted because my grandparents went to Mass, they practiced their faith. Mum and Dad are fantastic role models, and that has to be said. They're extremely involved in our parish at home in Ennisdiamon, but for me, it was their thing. I had knowledge of religion. I mean, I was going to Mass every Sunday, I served at Mass, I read at Mass at one point. I was extremely blessed with knowledge of Catholicism, but that was all it was. I did not have a relationship or friendship with God.
So how do you bridge that gap? Is it, you know, so that people, young people, can find their own place in the church and define their own, themselves and their own identities, their own personalities and characters, and align that to the faith?
Mm-hmm. I think for each person it's different, and I do believe at different times in our lives that the Lord will call us into a deeper relationship with him, but it's like that line in scripture, he continually knocks at the door of our heart and he wants it to be open. I think there are a number of reasons why our hearts are closed. For me, it was anger towards God because I had experienced bereavement and I couldn't deal with it. For other young people, it might be a case that we believe that the church is a closed institution. We don't believe, or we haven't experienced it as something life-giving. So many times I think that turning point has to come when maybe a series of a crisis comes in our life. Maybe it's when we're on top of the world and we just have one of those moments. Maybe it's through the witness of another person walking with the Lord. But I think God can only reach us depending on how much we're open to that. He's continually there. And when we don't feel close to him, it's not because he has moved. It's because we're closed off, and there are numbers of reasons for that. So it's just to continue to be open to that, I think.
6 years ago, you began this journey, obviously to deepen and to mature in your faith and so on. But what would you say to somebody who's, you know, a young woman who's 16, she's, what would be your message to them?
Mm-hmm. I think we don't hear enough how much God loves us, and that actually you're perfect just the way you are. I know when I was 16 and I was in secondary school, I continually compared myself to everyone. And that was probably one of the main reasons why I was so unhappy in life, because I never allowed God to love me and I never rested in that. So I think the message that I would like to share with those young people, irrespective of what age you are, whether you're male or female, is that God loves you, and it does not matter how far you've run. It doesn't matter whether you believe in him or not. He still loves you unconditionally. And that's the amazing and crazy thing about Catholicism. That we always have an opportunity to return to the Lord. And that is the beauty of our faith, that through... And it doesn't mean that we have all the answers, and it doesn't mean that we know everything. I've studied theology. I actually think I know less than I did when I started at the beginning. And that's actually okay. But the point is that God continually invites us into a friendship with him. And he only wants the best for our lives. When we start walking with him, he wants to take nothing away. He just wants those desires that are on our heart that are good. He wants to honour those. He wants to be faithful to those promises. And he wants us to do exactly what he said in John's Gospel, to live life to the full. So I just want young people to know that in the way that I learnt it at 16 and continue to remind myself every day. Don't compare yourself against others. The only person that we should try and look up to and imitate is Jesus Christ. And that's pretty awesome.